Chapter 9. Incorporating the Feast and Famine Diet into your lifestyle long term. The only way to really lose weight and keep it off is to make the mental switch from thinking in terms of short-term dieting to the more dynamic perspective of making lasting, healthy lifestyle choices. Feast and Famine is the perfect tool to help you make that change. In fact, after studying and experimenting with every major diet of the last decade, I can honestly say none, in my opinion, are better suited for a long-term lifestyle choice than intermittent fasting and Feast and Famine. It's easy to manage, inexpensive to follow, relatively pleasant and enjoyable, and very, very powerful. This covers nearly every category of a dream long-term eating plan checklist that I can think of. Here's some tips in incorporating Feast and Famine into your lifestyle long-term. Celebrate your successes with Feast and Famine. Think positive, and choosing to focus on the positive changes you have made while intermittent fasting will go a long way in solidifying it as part of your lasting lifestyle. Try your best to not dwell on any poor weeks or bumps in the road you may experience. This will pay off huge dividends both in weight loss and in life. Again, 90% of the game is mental. Let's not forget. Recruit those closest to you to lend a hand. Making your significant other, close friends, and family aware of how Feast and Famine works and letting them know you could use their help, encouraging you to be disciplined on famine days, will help this healthy lifestyle really cement itself in place. Some may even choose to take up the Feast and Famine flag themselves when they see how great you look and feel. That's when you know you are really on to something. Take a week off every few months. Everyone needs a vacation occasionally. This will prevent burnout and give yourself a great pat on the back after months of discipline. If you can time your vacation from Feast and Famine with a real vacation from work or school, even better. I found a week off really helps recharge enthusiasm's batteries and allows me to plunge back into the Feast and Famine lifestyle full force. Keep expanding your knowledge of intermittent fasting. A final way to make sure you stick with Feast and Famine as a lifestyle choice is to keep your brain engaged in learning new knowledge about intermittent fasting in all its forms. Join some forums, follow the news and the blogs, and if you go to a gym, make friends with others living this way of life. This will continually confirm what you are doing is both healthy and a good choice. It's always a good idea to have as big a support circle as possible. Even if you take up Feast and Famine to lose some weight quickly, planning to go back to your old ways of eating, let me warn you, you may very well end up hooked and sticking around for the duration. The good news is your body will be much healthier and look much better for your efforts. Breaking from the norm into a lifestyle that gets the most out of your body and mind is a benefit that's priceless. Embrace it.